Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Think you know the Brooks Ghost? Think again. Introducing the all-new, better-than-ever Ghost 16. Now with nitrogen-infused cushioning for lightweight, supreme softness that feels good every step, every street, every single day. So go ahead, take your daily joyride in the all-new nitrogen-infused Ghost 16. It'll turn your everyday miles into everyday endorphins. Let's run there. Head to brooksrunning.com to learn more.
All right, we've got a little bonus content bonus from the Whatchians Talking About crew here. I'm Kyle Kreis here with Greg Benevent.
Hello.
If you're not familiar with our show, every Friday we bring you Whatchians Talking About. It's the conversation about the Steelers social media conversation, where we break down some of the hottest and worst takes on Steelers Twitter.
Mostly the worst.
Yeah. We're here to, you know, give you our thoughts on a bye week in the season so far. You've heard everyone from BTSC give you these so far. So if you made it to this part of the bye week bonanza, then you really must need some Steelers content.
You had a
content.
Long drive, like it's the plane. Yeah, you ran out of movies on your computer.
Let's start off with our overall thoughts on the season so far. 3-3 at the bye. What's our takeaways?
Me personally is that, you know, you asked me in July, what are they going to be at the break? I'd have probably said 3-3, and I would have gotten there through an entirely different win-loss record than what actually occurred. What's the old thing? You know, two roads diverged in the wood, and this took one road, and then it immediately plowed into the prior road.
And there's miles to go before the playoffs.
Yes.
Is that the
miles to go.
Is that the same poem?
I think Robert Frost, also a big Patriots fan. I think that probably creeped in.
I was thinking two sets of footprints in the sand, and when there was one, it was because Big Ben was carrying us.
Or because someone had jumped on your back while you were trying to get the first down.
My overall thought has been it's been a disappointment, even the 3-3. It's been a disappointment. I didn't think that we would be on the disappointing side of 3-3, but you know, it's where we are. And after this last game, though, I couldn't be more excited. I've never been more excited for a 3-3.
I'll agree with that. Yes.
Well, who do you think is the offensive MVP six games in?
It's hard for me not to say Najee Harris, just because even if you'd taken a great offensive lineman, it's very, very hard for me to see Benny Snell or James Conner or some dude you got out of a free agency landfill to make that play to set up Boswell for that field goal at the end of regulation against the Seahawks. I think they're it's easy to say 3-3 is mediocre. They're a hopeless mediocre Tucker 3-13 without Najee Harris.
He's certainly been the it factor. You know, mm-hmm. it hasn't been Ben. Ben has been struggling. Obviously, not the offensive line. Mm-hmm. Even the wide receivers, no really breakout season like we saw last year with mm-hmm. with Claypool. Mm-hmm. I mean, the tight end. Lots to be excited about the tight ends,
certainly.
But. You know, again, we're talking about Steelers tight ends. So, mm-hmm. you know, hard to argue Najee. I will, you know, I will still say, because look, our running game is still 28th.
Mm-hmm.
I'll say that our offensive MVP, I'll still say Ben.
Okay.
Because it goes back to his salary. Mm-hmm. What he did before the season is still, mm-hmm. I think, more valuable offensive wise, and what we were able to do cap wise, mm-hmm. Because you know I'm not entirely impressed with the run game yet.
No, I didn't mean to imply that I was impressed with it. I just meant it could be even worse than it is without it. But I absolutely see the case for Ben as well. I mean, the running game could be even worse with, you know, Mason in there or whatever, whoever they might have signed in free agency this past season. If they traded for Goff or some foolishness, I think there's a very reasonable case to be made for Ben as well.
Be hard to talk about Najee if the conversation was the QB controversy between Mason Haskins. What about defensive MVP? Is there even a conversation here?
The only conversation is you to be like, well, it could also be Cam.
Sure.
Yeah, I mean, but again, as I believe I said recently on our podcast, they're 3-1 in games that T.J. Watt finishes, 3-0 in games in which he's healthy. He makes he has an imprint on each of these games. He's one of the very few defensive players in the league that can win a game essentially by himself, as we saw in overtime against the Seahawks. I mean, it you really kind of run out of things to say about the guy.
We're going to have to start keeping track. We keep track of game-winning drives for quarterbacks. We may have to start keeping track of game-winning drives by TJ. You know, how many? I don't know. I might have to go back and look. We've got one so far this year, but I bet if we went and looked back,
yeah.
I bet we might have a couple wins to, you know, credit TJ on that.
Especially how it seems to be a very liberal definition of how we're defining game-winning drives in terms of quarterbacks.
Yeah.
So I imagine there's something to be said for defensive players as well.
Let's go to our biggest surprise of the six-game season.
I'll go Trey Norwood. I mean, that to me is just stunning. The seventh-round pick doesn't just make the team. He plays in the—he might have started on the defense in the first game. I don't remember. He certainly played quite a bit in it, and he hasn't been a liability. He's made big plays when they needed him. The other team has recognized, hey, there's a seventh-round rookie draft pick out there. They've gone at him, and he's managed to make the play. That, to me, is as positive as a surprise as the Steelers have had in some time.
I mean, it's got to be the best tackler. Maybe in the secondary, at least this past game.
Certainly. I mean, it's. I thought of Darren Perry the last time safety that far back in the draft, played that early. And, I mean, obviously Darren Perry, a great player and a great career, was a bigger guy. But just what a fun. And here's the thing. He could get cut tomorrow and never play again. He would still be what a find.
Yeah.
That they found him in the seventh round pick, and it just threw six games.
I will. My surprise will kind of piggyback on that. I'll just say, our rookie class in general.
Yes.
I mean, we knew Najee was going to start. Mm-hmm. We, you know, there was a conversation that Pat may overcome Ebron. I think we've seen that maybe this week. So you know, so we've got a starting tight end with our second round pick. Obviously, Kendall Green. I thought going into the season that it would be a BJ Finney anchored line, but mm-hmm. we've seen, you know, a third round rookie starting at center. We've seen a fourth round rookie starting at left tackle.
Mm-hmm.
Norwood is our seventh round rookie. Is there any other
Loudermilk?
Loudermilk is, well, you know, I wouldn't.
Not that he's great, but he's played.
That's played.
So, you know, it's they would do everything they can to keep these guys off the field, and they'd bring in, you know, some undrafted guy if they thought they were doing better. So even though he hasn't been great or terrible, he's contributed a little bit in some way. They wouldn't want him out there either, but it doesn't mean he's been a bust.
Best run stopper not named Cam Hayward on that line. I don't know.
It's
that means you're better than Chris, you know, Chris
Warmly.
Yeah. But, you know, I think when he's out there, on the for run stop, he does well. Of course, he has no pass rush at this moment. Mm-hmm. But we're talking about a rookie. And then, don't forget about Presley Harvin.
Right, exactly.
So are we starting every rookie? This is so un-Steelers.
No, Buddy Johnson.
Oh, Buddy's not even got a helmet yet,
yeah,
has he?
Yeah, I think Buddy's the one I could think. And there might be another one, too. But yeah,
I mean, this has got to be, I remember a time not too long ago when first round rookies didn't even crack the lineup. Right. I mean, I'm trying to, you know, I remember, I think Art Rooney, I think himself had to come down and say, we got to get these rookies into the lineup a little quicker.
In the lineup a little bit faster. Yes.
And that was recent.
That's within the last 10 years or so. Yeah.
I mean, so really the fact that we went from, you know, a time where rookies guaranteed not to get in to a point now where we're starting rookie. I mean, that's got to be a surprise, at least on the macro.
We're even starting more rookies than we want in some cases.
Maybe there'll be another rookie. Maybe we'll get someone off the street still. Let's move on to biggest disappointment.
I'm going to echo you, and I'm going to say the offensive line. I mean, it's easy to say, but how many times towards the end of the preseason did every take say, okay, this team's going to be good if the offensive line is even mediocre, if the offensive line is even bad? And then for several weeks, they were worse than bad. They were certainly miles beneath mediocre. That doesn't mean they aren't improving. That doesn't mean, because frankly, so many of them are so young, they can't continue to improve even further. But I do think that, at least for me, the offensive line went below my lowest expectations.
We were so poor in the run last year. I think even Tomlin himself was joking, well, we can't get, you only go up. And I don't know if we're how up. We're not going that far up. So, you know, hard to argue with the line. I mean, you know, I'm not gonna knock a hero, but Ben, I got to say, Ben's been disappointed. You know, we were told, at least the story was 2 years out after the surgery, he was going to come back, you know, slinging better than ever. Some of us weren't too surprised to see the trends from last year continue, but I was hoping that he would be gunslinging Ben. Mm-hmm. You know, during camp, he was throwing 40 yards in
chunk
camp.
Plays.
And, you know, we're still seeing five yard completed air yards or something.
Jeez.
Per, you know, so that doesn't look like that's gonna be an improve at all throughout the season, and you know, that's gonna be a challenge the whole season.
Yes.
And that's a disappointment for me, because I want to see Ben go out like a hero, which he still might
you
know, we still might have to carry him one last time down the down the field for that game-winning drive. What a way to go if that was that's happened. Okay, how about best and worst moments so far? How about a best moment so far?
The end of the Buffalo game. I mean, that was such a change for how everyone saw the team. Even the most optimistic person didn't see them get a convincing win. I mean, at that point, I remember we came back in here, and the most legitimate criticism of the team was they scored a special teams touchdown. That's the sign of a high moment on a season.
Plus opening game against Buffalo.
In as wild a stadium as a stadium can be. Those people haven't been in there in 2 years. Yeah.
Yeah, that's got to be the best moment. Although, you know, TJ's performance in the fourth and in overtime against,
I think that's a 1A kind of thing.
Yeah, gosh, that was you know, especially in a game that was just had our pulling at our heartstrings. We couldn't lose to Geno Smith. Geno, you know, WVU. I wouldn't mind if Geno made a trip to Pittsburgh maybe in the offseason.
Oh, God, yeah. So, someone to compete with the job, with whoever it is they bring in to be the new quarterback, or even if they believe in Mason that much. Absolutely. What a good guy to fight for a gig.
You know, another best moment for me, I'll put Wormley's little dance after his sack.
Little
salsa moment.
Yeah, he was a Vega from Street Fighter 2.
Yes, yeah. So I'll put that up on my best moments. What about worst moments?
I think it's hard not, for me at least, you know, the third quarter of a game at home against the Bengals and have it be out of reach. I think that's as low a moment in several years. I mean, I was trying to think, and the last thing I could think of was, like, I remember being at a game and somebody ordered remember it better than me, you know, I want to say a decade ago, if not a little bit longer, where like John Kitna led the Bengals to a convincing victory like midway through the fourth quarter. Yep. But even by then, it was later in the game, not like, oh, this thing is over and there's still plenty of day to go.
Yeah, did Kitna put 42 on us once, I think?
It might have been that. I mean, it eventually, you know, all losses to the Bengals, even though they haven't been that many, they do tend to blur together. But yeah, that'll be my low moment, sure.
For me, it's you know, it was Juju big hit. You just saw the pain. Mm-hmm. And you know, I was so fired up for Juju coming to the season. He took the loyal road to stay with the team. He could have went to Baltimore, could have went to Kansas City. Mm-hmm. And I just thought that this was going to be a special season for Juju and he was going to prove everyone wrong. Mm-hmm. And now instead it looks like we may never see him in the black and gold again.
It just hit me now that if Juju had gone to Kansas City and they were playing like they were now, everyone in the media would blame Juju for Kansas City being like 3-3 or whatever it is.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Because he was on the milk crates. That's why, you know, that defense is bad. Kansas City.
How about where do the Steelers go from here? Finally, let's wrap this up.
For me, it's what I just said a minute ago. As long as the offensive line continues to improve, this team also can continue to improve. If the defense either A, gets healthier, or B, doesn't get any unhealthier between those two things, then sure, that this team is, you know, you can say they're a mediocre team, you can say they're a bad team, but there are several different ways they can win a game, even on a bad day. So if, like I said, if the offensive line can improve and the defense can get no worse than this, then they really can beat anyone on any given Sunday.
You know, hard to argue with that. We're 3-3. There's 11 games left. So if we can finish 6-5 on the, you know, that's kind of what I see. I see us being just maybe a little bit better than what we are now. Mm-hmm. And I think that'll be good enough to put us in the playoff conversation.
Right.
And, you know, we've got, I know everyone's looking ahead and it's impossible to look ahead, especially, you know, these Steelers teams will win to anybody and we'll lose to anybody. Mm-hmm. But if the defense keeps it up, the division games are still ahead. We could, you know, we could make some noise in the division and 10 wins.
Mm. Who's to say?
Even nine, you know, nine and eight. I think 9-8 is going to be at least week 17. They'll be in the week 18. They'll be in the conversation.
That, with those numbers, though, that is an entire possibility.
Thank you for listening to this bonus. Buy content. If you have anything to say, you can tweet me at Kyle Kreis on Twitter. And where are you at, Greg?
I'm at Greg Benevent. That's at G-R-E-G, B as in boy, E-N-E, V as in Victor, E-N-T. And that's on Twitter and Instagram.
This has been our Master of the Obvious bonus episode. Listen to us every Friday if you want to hear more. Thanks for hanging out.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details. Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
Laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky?
In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.